Helen was a trophy wife, head-turningly beautiful, no doubt accomplished in bed, and mute. Perfect for the short, thin, elderly gentleman who had no doubt purchased her services for the long term. Benedict let her go and turned away. She was right. He didn't know her. Helen Brossard seated herself next to her husband and used her hands to sign, "You look overheated and ready for your afternoon cocktail. Shall I order you a sidecar?" Nauplius flipped his bony fingers around, grasped her wrist, and squeezed.
"I saw him speak to you."
She groped for her purse and tablet.
"No, that's how you communicate with everyone else. Sign to me."
She shook her captured wrist, trying to free herself, to make it easier.
"Sign with one hand."
She did as he commanded. "Benedict did speak to me." She kept that gentle smile on her lips, ignored the pain as the delicate bones ground together.
"He's lost his looks."
Signing. He was never handsome. Although that was the truth. When she had known him before, Benedict's awkward arrangement of facial features had been offset by his youth and charisma. Now he looked harsh, like a man who had tasted too much bitterness. Nauplius adjusted his red bow tie.
"What did he say?"
"He thought he knew me."
"Impossible."
"Apparently not." Nauplius was both jealous and selfish to the point of psychosis, but his skill at observing and interpreting others had brought him unimaginable wealth and a power he loved to abuse. Now he must have read her mind, for his grip tightened again.
"You look not at all like the woman you were when he knew you."
Menacingly.
"Do you?"
There was the paranoia she knew so well. "I have not been in communication with him either on the ship or off. You know that." He did know that. He knew what she said and to whom, what she did and when. He owned her, and she knew from experience he was infuriated by this unforeseen intrusion into the quality of his life. Especially this intrusion. During their 9-year marriage, they had lived in France and Italy, Greece and Spain and Morocco, anywhere she was isolated by language barriers, utterly dependent on him, and very, very unlikely to run into anyone she had known before. Like the old man that he was, Brossard moved his jaw and chewed at nothing.
"I didn't know Howard would be on this cruise. What is he doing here?"
Signing. "I don't know."
"He didn't tell you?"
She took a steadying breath before she signed. "All he said was that he knew me."
"What did you tell him?"
"That he didn't."
"I'll get us off this ship."
She glanced out at the turbulent blue Atlantic, then up at the half-furled sails that caught the prevailing eastern winds. She signed, "How?"
"Helicopter. They can come out this far."
"As you wish." She bowed her head and waited. His voice rasped with irritation.
"But the helicopter, it's expensive, and usually only used in case of emergency."
She signed, "That is my concern. A helicopter could cost possibly $100,000, which Brossard could well afford. But wealthy as he was, he counted every cent and made sure she knew exactly how much she cost him.
He said, "I can call it in. I'm doing it for you."
She looked into his brown, deceptively soft eyes and signed, "You have no need. When I see Benedict, I feel nothing." Brossard's grip tightened.
"You never feel anything."
"Not true. Right now, you're hurting me." In a swift, petty gesture, he tossed her wrist away from him. As always, she was the perfect wife. In flowing, graceful movements, she asked, "Shall I order your cocktail?" and gestured to the hovering waiter. For 2 days, Benedict toured the working areas of the ship. He discussed meal preparation with the intimidated chef and the equally intimidated kitchen staff, inspected the lifeboats and their ongoing maintenance, and gave orders to improve the air conditioning in the stifling laundry area. Then Benedict moved into the public areas, stalking the ship's photographer as she recorded the voyage as a video for purchase by the passengers. The invariably pleasant Abigail photographed passengers as they toured the bridge, arranged flowers.